Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round, now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Well, now let me welcome my guest to the radio this morning here in Studio B. Joining me in the studio, Bonnie Adams is here to talk a little bit about the Aztec Artist Studio Tour. Bonnie, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
You are one of the artists who will be featured on the Aztec Artist Studio Tour, correct?
I am.
Congratulations. And you are kind of the one that, with some others, had this idea to kind of do this tour.
Yeah, collectively, we came up with it and are causing it to happen.
It's going to happen. And as I mentioned, it's May 4th and 5th.
No, May 5th and 6th.
I'm going to have people showing up early at your house. Who wants that?
I'll still be painting. Oh, my God.
Right. Pardon me. And I wrote it down, too. That's the embarrassing part. May 5th and 6th, 11 to 5 on Saturday.
Yes.
And noon to 4 on Sunday.
Yes,
now
that's
I've
correct.
Got it right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you have 18 artists at 5 different studios.
Yes, we do. And the really cool thing is if one wanted to, you could actually walk from studio to studio.
How cool would that be?
Yeah, yeah.
And I bet there are a lot of folks listening to the radio right now going, I didn't know there were 5 artist studios in Aztec, New Mexico.
There's more than 5 artist studios.
Yeah.
In Aztec.
Right. In the city limits. And so this is an opportunity to kind of, A, show off some of these studios and show off the work that these artists do and bring in others, the other 18, to show off their wares as well, right?
Absolutely. And to give an opportunity to all of you guys to come and see some wonderful stuff, buy some things, and have a beautiful day.
And this is a free event for folks to come in and wander around and see all the different art. And meet the artist, basically, too.
It is. And there's something really nice about seeing a piece of art that you like and getting to talk with the artist and learn about their perspective and maybe chat about how they do their work and why they do their work. And it just becomes a very good experience.
And I think for a lot of folks, sometimes they think about art and they're like, well, I don't like that kind of art, or I don't like art, or I don't know what I like. And so, and that is kind of what art is it not? It's different for everybody. We all have different likes and tastes and things like that. Is that what you find?
Absolutely. I actually believe that everyone in some way or shape is an artist. They may do their art in different ways. Some may be an artist in cooking.
Right.
They may do an absolute amazing job at fixing cars. That is their creative expression. So every person has an artist inside. The ones that will be at the studios are doing the more, the word is esoteric kind of things, although there will be functional pottery and things like that there as well. But it's good to see people's expression in different forms, photography, pottery, sculptural, pencil drawings, charcoals, all kinds of different things.
Right. And I would imagine that probably with the variety of artists that you have involved with this tour, folks that come in will probably find something that they like. It's very hard for them to probably go through all those different studios and not see anything that they wouldn't like to put in their home.
Yeah, and a lot of them will have functional wares like amazing coffee cups. And there's something really great about drinking your coffee or tea out of a cup that someone use their own hands to make. There'll be wearable art. We have several people who craft their own jewelry.
Right.
So there's that. And then I have my walls covered with people's paintings and different pieces of ceramics. And to me, when I come home and I can look at all these beautiful works on my walls, it just makes the day better. So you can do the same for your home.
Exactly. And you mentioned about the idea of being able to visit with the person who created that piece of art that you want to put on your wall or what have you, and maybe find out about the story behind that artwork, that piece, that coffee mug, that painting, that sculpture, whatever it might be, right? If there is a story.
Yeah. We have, like I said, we have five different studios. Pip Howard is one of the studios that'll be open, and she'll have Deborah Fisher, who used to teach in Aztec, and Anne Four at her studio.
Okay.
Yeah, and Pip does jewelry. She does. And Anne Four does ceramics, pottery, and functional things, very beautiful stuff. She's been doing it for quite some time. And Deborah, she had some things in a show recently at our place, at Feet of Clay, our place, I should actually say what our place is,
right.
Feet of Clay Gallery in Aztec. And another person is Jessica Pilotti. Jessica is a potter, and she's also a member of Feet of Clay. And at her place will be Robert Rutherford, who does painting, and Diana Luck, who's also a potter. So a lot of pottery there.
Nice. And I want to mention, too, that for folks who are thinking about this event and coming up on May the 5th and 6th, you've got, graduation's coming up, Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
I think just FYI, everybody, what a unique gift idea for some of this stuff, right?
And there's also your gardens, and there's a lot of outdoor art. I know that I make something I laughingly, because I have grandsons, call Guardians of the Garden, and those are fun.
Right.
And some people may have bird baths and things like that.
Sure, very good. Some of the other artists who are involved this time,
Tony Trotsky, who's been doing ceramics for many, many years. She'll be there with Denise Lucero. And Tim Gordon, who's an amazing acrylic painter. You may have seen his stuff here and there. At his place will be Lou Mansell, who I have actually seen her do sculptures with silver.
Oh.
But she designs and makes her own jewelry. She actually makes her own chain.
Wow.
Which to me is like, she says, oh, it's just kind of like when you sit down and knit. And I'm like, uh-uh.
Right.
I'm amazed. But
with
she
metal.
Does
yeah.
beautiful, beautiful work.
How cool.
And Tim's brother is Ken Gordon, and he's a photographer.
Right.
And does some wonderful stuff. And then John Bentz, who does pottery, and his stuff is lovely. He's done things with crystalline glazes in the past, which are very, very difficult to do and quite beautiful.
Right. Okay.
And then at my house, I will have several artists. I will have Paloma Barron, who's a young woman who is a young artist, but she's amazing. Her drawings, it's just the realism in them. And still, she captures and evokes an emotional response with so many of her drawings. They're just incredible. She'll be at my house.
Nice.
And Sandy Martin, who does jewelry and very eclectic stuff. She's actually been in books. So it's great to see her stuff. Thelma Daly is a longtime jeweler. She has made jewelry for many, many years, but she also has been doing pottery, and her focus now is on pottery. And she does painted pottery with, she has such a sense of folk art that I'm always impressed with anything she does. And then Richard Canest, he is a photographer, but his approach is just a bit different. There was an article on him in the Talon not too long ago. He has switched finally to digital because working with film is just it's impossible hard almost anymore. But he still does his own prints, and he uses older methods to do the printing. And so his work is very unique. And a lot of times he'll go in and manipulate the images physically by cutting them and elevating sections. And so his work is very interesting, and he'll be there.
Okay.
And we'll also have one person from Durango who came down and did a painting of Aztec when we were having an art contest where people were drawing on the sidewalks.
Right, downtown.
Now, he's a very well-known artist in Durango. His name is John Groh, and he's doing this to support art in small towns. And he will have the one painting available, and come and see. It's beautiful.
Very nice. And so there's a map available to show you how to get to all these locations. As you mentioned, they're somewhat within walking distance. It's probably a nice walk.
It's a lot more walking than a zero run, I hear.
That's
is
true.
Coming up.
It might be. That's true.
A little bit more than 27 foot downhill.
That's right.
But if it's a beautiful day, the majority is going to be on Mesa Verde, which crosses
right.
directly over the street 550 to Pioneer.
Right.
And then we'll have Pip, who's on Church. So that's
which is just a block away.
Yeah,
from Mesa
just a
Verde,
block away.
Right? Yeah.
And then there's, if anybody wants, there's 550 Brewery for when you're done, or
there
Rubio's,
or
the
little,
Thai restaurant.
Little pick-me-up as
yeah.
you make
yeah.
your way.
And Feet of Clay will be open that day, and,
right.
and you can come and check out some other artists there.
Very good. My guest this morning, Bonnie Adams, is here. She is one of the many artists that you will be visiting with at the upcoming Aztec Artist Studio Tour. It is May 5th and 6th in Aztec. There are five studios that will be open that day, and 18 artists who will be showing off their art and artwork. And so for you, you do a lot of sculpting and painting for the most part, right?
Yeah, I do functional pottery, mm-hmm. but I really love to do sculptures. And so I do from small sculptures to quite large. I actually have one of my larger pieces at the Farmington Museum right now.
Nice.
As part of the show for the Handmade magazine,
right.
the little Handmade booklet,
yeah.
The Artisan Handmade. So I have the largest pieces there. But I also have started to enjoy oil painting. A lot of what I do is surrealistic, which is much of a step away from most of the landscapes and southwestern painting that's done. But I like to work in oil, and I also do portraiture, but that's by commission.
I see.
I'll have samples and some portraits I've painted there can talk to people about commissions.
Right. But again, it's really fascinating to me when you talk to artists like yourself about why you like oil and not some other medium, or this and not that, and those type, what you kind of gravitate towards.
Yes, yes. And I like oil because I feel like it's alive. Clay is very, you manipulate it.
True.
And so I enjoy clay. And oil, it takes a long time to dry, and you can do layer upon layer upon layer, so it becomes almost three-dimensional, and you can build colors one on top of the other, and because of the way light diffracts. So I also have a science background, so for clay and oil, I enjoy the science part of it a lot also.
Right.
So, yeah.
Very, very cool. Well, and you see, you get the story behind
the
artwork when you talk to the artist.
and that's just one little person.
That's just one of the many that you'll be part of the tour on May 5th and 6th.
Absolutely.
That's very true. And so again, we were talking too before we came on the air this morning about the price of art and the cost of art. And I guess at an event like this, it's very possible that you will pay less. Actually, not very possible. It is possible. It is true that you'll pay probably less than you'd pay if you bought the same piece in a gallery, right? Because there's got to be a markup at the gallery.
Well, you know, it is true. Artists always are struggling.
Right.
It's true. And galleries, I don't default them. They have to pay their bills and stuff. But most galleries they have to upcharge 40% to 60% just to, you know, pay their people.
Keep
and
the
all
lights
of that.
On and the doors open, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Feet of Clay, one of the reasons Feet of Clay opened almost 18 years ago now.
How about that?
Yeah,
wow.
I know. Well, we're a co-op, but one of the reasons we started was twofold. To give a venue for local artists to show their wares. Very important, because we have so many local artists. And two, to make art more affordable to the normal person. Because we're a co-op, the percentage that gets tagged on is so minimal comparatively.
Right.
And so at a studio, having a studio tour, people are available to buy direct from the artist instead of going through a gallery. So they don't happen that often.
Right.
But it does. And as far as what is price range, you can probably find things for as little as $15 or $18.
You mentioned maybe some of the different things. I mean, it's not all
coffee
gigantic
cups.
Sculptures
no,
and
no,
things
no,
like that,
no,
but it may
no.
be some coffee mugs or some
coffee
jewelry
mugs,
and things.
Jewelry,
who knows?
Plates.
Yeah.
You know, the wonderful bowl you just love to eat your soup out of.
Right.
You know, all of that kind of thing, or a beautiful platter, something to hang on your wall. So the price range in reality probably will go from $15 all the way up to $8,000, $9,000, $1,000. And everywhere in between. So
right.
It's something for every pocketbook.
That's very true. That's very true. Bonnie Adams is my guest this morning. We're going to take a short break. Okay. When we come back, more about the Aztec Artist Studio Tour. And we've invited some of the artists to maybe call in and contribute to the program this morning. So we will probably be talking to some of them, we hope, when they call in. Call in during the break, everybody. And if you have a question that you'd like to ask about the Artist Studio Tour, you can call in too. The number here is 566-3909, 505-566-390.9. Back with more in just a moment right here on KSJE. The time is 8:28. KSJE is supported by Gallagher's Jokes on You Comedy Tour with Artie Fletcher and Gallagher, performing at the Farmington Civic Center at 7:30 p.m. Friday, June 1st. Tickets start at $25. Find out more about Gallagher's Jokes on You Comedy Tour online at fmtn.org/civiccenter or at 505-599-1148. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, your community hospital with a rich heritage that dates back to before New Mexico was a state. We've been improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. As a nonprofit hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center is a values-driven organization. We strive to deliver on our mission to personalize health care and create vitality and enthusiasm in healing. We are here for you when you need us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services. I'm Scott Micklin. You're listening to the Scott Micklin Morning Program. Bonnie Adams is enjoying my joke this
always.
Morning. Thank you for being here. And we are talking about art, which is always a great topic, and the Aztec Artist Studio Tour.
Yes, we are.
Coming up on May the 5th and 6th from 11 to 5 on Saturday, 12 to 4 on Sunday.
Correct.
And you've got five different studios in Aztec that will be opening their doors and kind of gathering up 18 different artists to be showing off some of their art for folks.
Absolutely.
And you
Absolutely.
Are one of those, both studios and artists.
I am.
And
I
so
am.
Congratulations. And thank you for being here with me this morning on a Monday morning.
Thank you so much for everything that this radio show does, and thank you for inviting us.
Well,
it's
you're
wonderful.
Very welcome. It's great to have you here to talk a little bit about this, and we've invited some other folks to maybe call in and talk about their art if they want to this morning. So the phone lines are open. And listeners, if you have a question about the artist tour, you can call us as well. 566-3909, 566-390.9. But this is a free event.
Yes, it is.
For folks to come, and they can, we've kind of talked about the route, and the studios are all within a pretty decent walking distance of each other, not
Absolutely.
Too far away.
Yeah, it's a nice little jaunt, and there's lots of wonderful places in Aztec to see while you're going to the studio tour. I mean, if you are so inclined, you can go have a beer at Aztec's local brewery.
Right.
You can have some food at Rubio's or the Thai. Or Aztec's a great city with a lot of fun little things to do, and you can enjoy your day.
A very walkable city.
It is very walkable city,
I would say. And that's saying something. And I know there's been a lot of efforts for downtown Aztec and for some revitalization and economic development and all those things. And art can be one of those ways to diversify the economy, don't you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. And in reality, with shopping malls closing down across the country and everybody moving to shopping online, people still like to go out and walk around and see things and do things. And what a great time for small towns to promote art and things for people to do.
Very, very true. And this is just one example of an opportunity to get out and about and see what else Aztec has to offer as you're walking by some of these other stores to the next studio and what have you.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah, absolutely. So, I also, real quick, would like to thank another thing Aztec is known for, and that is the Talon, our own little local newspaper, which is a wonderful thing. And they have done nothing but help us and Feet of Clay and the studio tour. And so really want to thank J.R. Sykes and running the Talon and keeping newspapers alive in small town USA.
That's very true. And community papers, I think, provide a really important resource for residents.
They do.
And one of these days, we're going to get J.R. in the show, too, and talk a little bit about local journalism and things like that.
Yeah, you really should.
We've talked about it for too long, but it's almost embarrassing. But both of us want to do that, I think. So.
Yeah.
It will happen. He's just a very busy guy as well.
He is. Absolutely.
The tour is something that you and some other folks kind of came up with and wanted to put together. This is the first time you've done a studio tour in Aztec.
It is. But we're going to make it an annual thing, and it should always be in May, and it'll be fun to look forward to.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And as we mentioned too, I think it's a great opportunity to find some unique gifts. As you mentioned, you know, not everything needs to be bought at a mall or from
Correct.
The internet or things like that, to find some really unique, individualized, handcrafted items. And that's a lot of what we're talking about.
Yeah, there's something wonderful about drinking your coffee, eating your soup or bowl of cereal out of something that you can almost sense the person who made it. You know, unique, one of a kind. It's just the best way to have supper.
Right.
And it's also wonderful to look at your walls and see a one-of-a-kind, a unique painting that moved you when you bought it and still makes you happy every day.
And one of the cool things about an event like this is to be able to visit with the artist who made that piece that speaks to you, that you want to have on your wall, that you want to eat your soup out of, or whatever the case may be, and find out a little bit more. Do you appreciate that as an artist when someone asks you a little bit more about the piece you've made?
I do. We don't do the things because we're not passionate about them. So a lot of things that are done there are much more detailed than people realize. There's a lot to it. Clay. There's how you make clay. There's how you make glazes, how you fire, all the different kinds of firing. Is it raccoon? Is it salt fired? Is it wood fired? You know, what right. kind of clay? Is it low fire? Is it high fire? Is it molded? Is it cast? Is it thrown? Is it hand built? That's just a little tiny, tiny bit. And every artist who does something, they are passionate about their work. Richard, who's going to be one of the photographers at my studio, he uses very old time methods to do his prints. And they're beautiful and unique, you know, just not your typical photograph you're going to buy at Hobby Lobby and hang on your wall.
Right.
You know, so, and to talk to him, he's passionate about it. He will happily tell you all about it, you know, so it becomes very interesting. I have bought art in other countries, and the pieces that are special to me are the ones that I met the artist and chatted with them, and it was a unique moment that I remember, you know, so that you add the experience to the art, and they become connected forever in your response to it.
True. And it also, I guess, is a great souvenir reminder of that trip that you made when
Absolutely.
You bought that piece of art too, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I'm always fascinated by the photographers when you talk to them about a picture or something, their portrait that they're showing, they're selling, and the story about how long they waited for just the right light or just the right shadow for that particular effect, but they've been camping out at that location for I don't know how long to get that image that now
Absolutely.
We all enjoy.
Tim Gordon and his brother Ken, who are artists at Tim Gordon's studio, right now they're off on a trip to do photography
right.
and things like that. And I'm sure that when Tim gets back, we'll start to see paintings of some of the things he's off seeing right now. They're doing some kind of safari thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's not going to another country safari thing.
No.
It's a local one, but they should have some wonderful images coming forth.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But that's just, again, the kind of different things that you will see on
Absolutely.
This tour, right? On the Artist Studio Tour in Aztec. Again, it's a free event, and you encourage folks to come and wander around and just see the different types of art that's available at all different studios. 5 different studios.
18 artists. And we do encourage you to support the arts and support the artists by gracing your home with one of their pieces, or your garden, because there will be a lot of outdoor kind of things available now because of the time of year.
That's true. Very true. And as I mentioned, too, a lot of folks maybe aren't sure what type of art they like, or they know it when they see it, or those types of things, or
exactly.
I don't like that, but I do kind of like that, or and that's okay. I think a lot of folks feel embarrassed when they walk into a studio and maybe don't see something that jumps off the wall that they must have.
Well, every person's unique, an individual. And things will speak to them that won't to another. I mean, you have everything in art from the very, very, very realistic to the what on earth is that, but somehow it moves me kind of approach. And at these different studios, you're going to have wearable art also. We have several people that do their own jewelry, that design their own pieces, craft their own pieces. So you could wear a pair of earrings that don't exist anywhere else, you know, or a necklace. So, I mean, it's everywhere from that functional coffee cup to the painting on the wall to a sculpture for your yard or your house or something you can wear every time you want to feel special.
Right. And talk to me a little bit about Feet of Clay, because that's something that you have been a part of for, it's almost 18 years now,
almost
right?
18 years. It's hard to believe.
Good grief. It's old enough to vote almost. How about that?
Yeah. This year should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Feet of Clay.
But another great gem of Aztec.
Yeah, it is. And it's just has lasted forever, it seems. And it's wonderful. I was with the group that we started at almost 18 years ago. And the idea then was twofold. One, there's so much art in the area, so many local artists, was to give a venue for them to show their pieces and to learn how to show and to have that gallery experience. So that was a big part of it. But the other part was to make art affordable to just the normal person walking down the street. Most galleries have to charge 40 to 60% on top of whatever it is the artist needs for their piece. And, you know, artists, and to make a work of art, someone can spend like 100 hours on one piece. Trust me.
Right.
If you made minimum wage and charge minimum wage per hour, that piece usually doesn't end up costing that much. So it's not like the artist is making a ton of money from their pieces. But the gallery, in order to stay open, most of them, they have to upcharge so much. Feet of Clay charges does a minimal percentage. Why? Very simply because we wanted people to invite the community in and to have the community be able to put art in their own homes and to grace their own homes with beauty.
Right. And it's set up kind of as a co-op, right?
It is a co-op.
Everybody kind of helps to make it happen.
Yeah, right? It is completely a co-op.
Yeah.
That's the reason we've survived.
Right.
Because not only do we do the art, we run the shop.
There you go.
And we have usually about once a month, we will do a special show. And right now, what's up in Feet of Clay is the Recycle Show, which is a show we make open to the whole community and invite people to make a piece of art out of stuff everybody else thinks is garbage.
Yeah.
Only they recycle it. And this is a cool show.
So creative.
I was amazed at some of the stuff there. All the way up to metal sculpture that you would not believe.
Wow.
We've got a cigar smoking robot standing in the middle of our studio.
That doesn't get you in the door. I don't know what else will, everybody. But it's so amazing to me to just see what the creative minds of these artists can put together from stuff that you would probably not look at twice if you
Absolutely.
Were to see it in the garbage can, basically.
Right,
but that's
right. We have some beautiful fish made out of old detergent bottles. I mean, I look at this stuff that people make and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so gorgeous. You know, so it's a fun show. And in July, we'll have a show we're calling Beat the Heat.
Oh, nice.
And that's
Perfect
open
timing.
To the community. So that will put out some things on Facebook and different places to let you know when it is. So you can make a piece. And what we'll have is a person contributed a bunch of wonderful cigar boxes. And you'll pick up a cigar box and come up with an idea to show, you know, getting out of the heat, getting in the shade, whatever. And so it'll be a community show. So lots of fun things at Feet of Clay. You should friend us on Facebook, and then you can be in touch and be in the know of what to do and where to go.
All those things. So I just bring that up because even after the studio tour is over, Feet of Clay will still be open, and Art in Aztec still has a place.
Yeah, Wednesday through Saturday. Our summer hours will be starting at the end of May, and that'll be 11 to 6 for the summer.
Okay. Very, very good. But for right now, it is the Artist Studio Tour.
It is.
And it'll be on May 5th and 6th. That's a weekend, Saturday from 11 to 5, Sunday from noon to 4. And what do you think it is about being able to see the studio, to actually get to have all of us interlopers wander in to where you create all this art? But it's so fascinating to me to see kind of the place where the magic happens, if you will.
Well, yeah. And, you know, some people's studios are wonderful. Tim's studio is a to die for studio. Mine is an old garage that isn't quite falling down yet, but hey. Okay. It's just there's an attraction. Why do people hang out in the kitchen?
Right, at a
while
party.
Everybody's they always cooking.
Do. That's right.
They hang out where it's getting done because mm-hmm. that's what's fun is to see where this is done. It's something wonderful to see the origins, to be even more connected. We all want to know how to. You know, there's a creator in each of us that want to create something. So it's really kind of cool to go and look and see how it's done.
Well, we're looking forward to it, to seeing kind of all the places and the great artists who've opened up their studios, the five studios in Aztec that we'll be able to go and see at the studio tour, the 18 artists that'll be showing their wares at those different studios on those 2 days.
And that's not even all the artists in Aztec, but it's all we could fit in this year. Maybe next year there'll even be more. Also, there will be munchies at every place.
Okay.
So you can even have knibbles while you're walking around.
Little snacks. There you go, everybody. It's a free event. Again, the Aztec Artist Studio Tour, May 5th and 6th, throughout much of downtown Aztec, I would say.
Yeah, it'll Mesa Verde and across the street to Pioneer. And also, there'll be one studio on Church. So it's maps are available at Feet of Clay, little cards. They're available at Track downtown and here and there and all over the town they are.
There you go. And if you go to, I know on our events calendar, KSJE, and you look it up on May 5th, you will see the map of the different artists and the addresses and things like that,
Thank you for that.
You're welcome for that. So, Bonnie, thanks for coming in.
You are welcome.
Much good luck with the event. Can't wait for it.
Thank you.